Good evening. Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I am your host, Sheila White. Oh my goodness, it must have been a traffic issue coming into the station tonight. I'm happy to be here tonight because one of Lehigh Valley's most preeminent artists is joining us tonight. And I can't recall when we first met years ago, but I've admired his work for years, and it's wonderful that we have a chance to speak to Khalil Aleik. I've been practicing so much this weekend.
Almost
Khalil,
right.
Khalil, almost right?
Yes.
Almost.
Yeah, almost right.
Well, before we dive into the first question, I wanted to read Khalil's artist statement, because I think it would reveal a little bit of the mindset that, and some of the questions that, his answers to some of the questions I'll be posing to him tonight. All the stories about the universe, the stars, the void, other dimensions, other worlds, black holes, galaxies, the distance of light. I have searched for some way that I might see it. How, in this short life, can I travel throughout this huge and limitless universe? I close my eyes. I dive within. I realize that the inner space is deep and infinite. There, inside, I travel. My artwork presents views I have captured in my travels through cities that I have built in the cavities of my mind. For me, the void is a very flexible creature. It allows us to move through it easily without resistance. My work is the dialogue between these two limitless universes, one within and one beyond. This is the dialogue between matter and the void.
Thank you. You read it beautifully, actually.
Well, thank you. Your accent is quite thick and with these cosmic ideas.
Thank you.
Khalil, your work is it has a very strong signature. And when one becomes familiar with that style, when you present in other exhibits with other artists, it's easily recognizable. There's Khalil's work. And your solo exhibitions also provide a pretty good variety of the work that you do. You're a multifaceted artist, sculptor, printmaker, painter, mixed media. How would you describe your art to someone who has not yet seen it?
It's actually originally, I am a classic graduate, so I learn all the classic academic way of using art material. But my work now, it represents organic shapes, organic form. When you see it, you know, and you feel you have seen this work before, but at the same time, it's not exist in our in the nature. It is the movement in my work and the lines I put it in my work. It's to remind us in our humanity, you know, it have a human form in it. My work, when you see it for first time, it will strike you at same time in both way, as a futuristic and as an ancient at same time. It have this feeling that both exist at same work. This is maybe because I believe the past and the future, they fold on each other, which is the circle. It's always like the future is the past and the past was the future.
Sometimes you describe your work as a gateway.
Yes.
And is that the gateway between these two life cycles? Or
it is actually not a gate, as it's a gate with big S, because I consider every direction, every movement, everything we do is a gate to the other place. And for me, yes, it is a gate to the other dimension, the other existence, the other good place where I want to be, where I want everything to be or to look like.
One of the reasons why we have you on the show this evening is you have an exhibit in Allentown at the Renaissance Hotel in the Mezzanine Gallery.
Yes.
And but you have work all over the Lehigh Valley in various forms. There's also an installation of one of your pieces on the campus at Lehigh University. It's the newest installation along the Memorial Walkway.
Yes.
Can you tell us about your exhibit at the Allentown Renaissance?
Actually, at Allentown Renaissance, the exhibition started when the curator, Deborah Rabinsky, she reached out to me and she asked me to do this show. It's a very beautiful space there at the Renaissance, but it need a special treatment. Like, you need a special curatorial way to make art suitable without harming the beauty of the place. Like, you need to create a good dialogue between the art and the existing furniture in the mezzanine.
So this mezzanine in the hotel, accessible to the public.
Absolutely.
Whenever the hotel is open.
24 hours.
And it has furniture in it, yes. Some established pieces of art, shelving,
yes.
Lamps, etc.
Yeah.
I understand that you also have a background in interior design.
Yes. This
a
is
little bit.
Yes, yes. This was my first degree before I studied art. I studied interior design, which it is basically, it cover all kind of art when you study interior design, and it always helped to have these skills. That's why when Deborah Rabinsky came with her idea, that we sat together and we decided to create it, because the shape of this gallery, we decided to create a zones each. Like, it's all connected, but it's separated, and it can bring you into the space in a harmony with
yes.
the harmony. So you feel you are just getting in, and the artwork happily exists in the space. Without interfering from both ways. So we create, I think, a very beautiful environment in that space.
What's interesting about showing your work in a gallery space as opposed to a museum, especially in this unique space, is that one can imagine purchasing a piece of your art and seeing it in their own home, because they see it in a place that looks home-like. How would you describe the difference in setting your artwork then in a gallery which has no furniture, no windows, it's blank walls? How do you approach that void?
It is actually, there is the positive in every way of exhibiting. When you exhibit in a gallery, have a flat walls, it will help you to, you will be able to exhibit in an easy way and represent one idea, one installation of art. And the visitor to the gallery or to see your artwork, they can read the story of what you want to say, the story you want to say in an easy way. In place, have furniture already, it's actually more complicated than in a regular gallery, because it could it could be negative things sometimes if you don't know how to use it very well. It needs a lot of skills, especially when the place is very beautiful and have lots of furniture. It's really designed in very artistic way, so it could compete with the art if you don't exhibit it in the right way.
And this is basically a gallery presentation. We were joking earlier about not wanting to invite you to my home because I wouldn't want you to be critical of my lack of decor. I mean, we have art, but it's eclectic. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the other places where our listeners might see your work or may have seen your work?
Actually, I'm enjoying recently a lot focusing like of being a local artist. So I exhibited recently, I finished an exhibition in Bethlehem House Contemporary Art Gallery.
Which, and that's on Main Street?
In Main Street, actually. It's a beautiful space, and there's Ward Van Hout, the curator there. He's brilliant in the way he fit art together. And I'm at Banana Factory. I have my studio there. I've been there since 11 years.
So, and this upcoming Friday is First Friday. So this will is you first be in your studio?
Yes, I will be First Friday in my studio. It's we encourage, actually, I encourage everyone to come visit Banana Factory because it's very healthy place. Like, it is one of the best place in our community to engage with the conversation with its stranger in very safe way, because it's very safe building. We have lots of art. We have lots of good people there, good artists. Like, I think it is, it add a great wealth to the culture of Lehigh Valley, this beautiful Banana Factory that exists here.
And how many artists about are at the Banana Factory now?
Around 30.
So it's a good space for you to engage with other artists as well?
Absolutely. It's very good. And for me, I think Banana Factory, it can give you the shortest way to be well known as a local artist in Lehigh Valley. You can become local artist like really record time if you are exist in Banana Factory, because they really engaged with the community and they work hard to help the artist usually in establishing themselves. So I encourage everyone actually to try to be at Banana Factory if it's artist, because it's a great opportunity.
On a Friday night, on a First Friday, your studio is open. People can wander through the halls and talk to all the studios.
Yes.
You have pieces of art there. Do you talk about how you make art?
Or? Yeah, absolutely. We actually, it's a beautiful. We engage with a beautiful conversation with our visitor. Like, there's so many faces now. We know them, like, because I've been seeing them since a long time. They really, like, there is always kind and beautiful and interesting conversation happening. And we, you know, we meet so many interesting intelligence people come visit. And this actually help us, encourage us to do better art and to be better artists.
And that's what you mean by a safe space.
It's very safe.
Open conversation.
Yes, yes.
No fear.
No fear at all. Like, this is the place you can go and talk to stranger and you feel you are safe.
Understood.
Because it is safe place. It's real community place.
We are talking with Khalil Alayek, a local artist in the Lehigh Valley, a resident artist at the Banana Factory, and exhibited all around in galleries and in the Lehigh Valley. We're going to take a short break and return with some more conversations with Khalil.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm your host, Sheila White, here with Lehigh Valley artist Khalil Alayek, who is having a wonderful conversation about his artwork and being a resident artist at the Banana Factory. I wanted to shift our conversation just a little bit. You're such a generous person. And I also know that you have a secret identity working and helping other artists in the community, either building pieces to show more art, or connecting with other artists as you do at the Banana Factory. What advice might you give to young artists who are looking to establish themselves as an artist for their career?
Most important, you should have a really open mind, and have unlimited taste. Actually, you should never limit yourself for anything, especially at the early stages. Do not get scared from experience, new material. You should engage with your community. Talented alone, it doesn't work. You need to work very hard. Like, you need to be talented, and you need to spend lots of time working, experimenting. And I encourage artists, especially the new, younger artists, to be engaged with the modern material, modern technology, to be the generation that they explore the art of the future in different ways. So they are the hope of the new movement in the future.
I see that in your art a little bit. Some of the pieces in your exhibit, as well as the pieces that are on campus, are white. And when I look at them from a distance, I thought, that marble? But when you come to it, close to it, you understand that it's painted wood.
Yes.
And describe the process that you do to pull those pieces.
I use material in so many different ways, actually, because I think if you have same idea, by using different material, you will present it in different way. And each material will serve some specific design in perfect way. There isn't one material suitable for all kind of ideas. So a material will help us if we know how to use it at the right time. And we cannot learn that except if we experience a lot and be brave of try a new material. This actually wood from what they sell for building.
Oh, is it hardware stores?
Yes, the regular, the cheapest kind of wood, actually. It's nothing for sculpture. But I took the advantage of the modern material, modern tool, modern technology, use it with the basic tools that every sculptor use it. And I glued everything together and I sculpted in a way that I think it will survive definitely better than one piece of wood. And it will survive maybe as equal as to the hardest wood, best quality of wood. We are at a time like you should never go shop for art material anymore just in art store. Like there's so much modern material technologies, glues. It can provide us with strength to develop our ideas in a way that sky's the limit now.
It sounds very freeing. And I also know that you encourage your young son to play with the materials as well.
Absolutely, yes. I let him play with any material with supervision. Like, I knew which material I put, but I let him because I think it will help his brain to function in a different way, hopefully in the future, if he want to be scientist or anything else. I think getting involved with art, it will help you to become a better person, a better thinker, finding solutions by using a different approaches.
Khalil, tell us, what brought you to the Lehigh Valley when you came from Lebanon?
I met my wife in Beirut in around 17 years ago. She stayed 5 years in Beirut, or more actually, like 18 years ago. She stayed 4 or 5 years in Beirut, and then we decided we want to move to the United States.
Is your wife American?
My wife American, yes. Laura Bly, she's fashion designer. She has studio at Banana Factory. So we moved to United States on our way to New York City, and then the grandmother lived in the area. We stopped in this area.
Your wife's mother?
Yes, a grandmother. So we stopped in this area, and I think the greatest things happened to me personally that stopping in this area, I didn't know it's going to be my home. I didn't know I'm going to stay here. I'm going to love it. I really value the people of Lehigh Valley. It's such a pleasure and honor for me, actually, honestly, to be in Lehigh Valley. Like, I really feel I'm at home. Like, it's a great for me. Like,
well, speaking of home, though, you had another home before you came here.
Yes.
If you're comfortable, would you be able to tell us about your artistic life in Lebanon?
It's artists usually they face same. It seems they face same challenges, whatever they are, if in all around the world. You know, it is. I was one of the lucky artists in Lebanon to make my living like a pure full-time job as an artist and make good living. And I knew now that like being just good artist is not enough anymore. So the challenges all around the world, it's same. Art scene in Beirut, it's wonderful. We have so many great artists. We are close to Europe, so we have this direct connection with all the art in Europe. And it is kind of less pressure on you as an artist living in a small country. There isn't a lot of pressure. As when you move to United States, there you are competing with a few artists, and all the greatest artists around the world, they in general, they don't go to compete there. And when you move to United States, you find yourself suddenly competing with the best artists around the world. Every brilliant artist around the world come to compete in United States. So it's a huge challenge. There's so many brilliant good artist in this country. I think if you can make it in United States, it means you make it all around the world, not the opposite. Because the amount of challenge and every artist around the world, almost you realize they want to have some gallery in their resume when or it will be missing something.
When you were in Lebanon, you were exhibiting in a number of international
shows. Yes, I went for few international museums through a government actually invitations like United Emirates, Bangladesh Museum, Biennale of Sharqa, you know, museums in Beirut. So it is, you know, but I told you we have a really beautiful, and I was involved really part of the art scene of Beirut. Like, I invested all my time to be part. Like, I enjoy it. I loved it there, you know.
And so here you're not as invested in international showing anymore?
And moving to United States, it's really... So I think artists here, they should know that just like focusing in international, it will be very hard. So here, because of it's a huge country and there is a huge competition, my strategy here, because I changed it from my strategy when I was in Lebanon. My strategy here, I want to be a really local artist. I want to be enjoying, serving my community, do my best to show it to my community. I don't want to do a best art and became a great artist or good artist and go exhibit my work outside of this area. No, I want first to succeed in my community and serve my community, my area. then we'll make the step farther.
Well, Khalil, it's been an amazing opportunity to talk to you and share your perspective on your work. I wanted to remind our listeners that you can see an incredible example of his work at the Renaissance Hotel in downtown Allentown at the Mezzanine Gallery. You can also see the permanent exhibition of Guardians of the Wind on Lehigh University's campus. I also want to invite our listeners to come back next week to Lehigh Valley Art Salon to listen to the second installment of a new program that we're starting, hosted by Mike Drabenstock, called The Inside Dish, which is wonderful considering that this is, at least in Bethlehem, it's Restaurant Week. So it's a good opportunity for us to understand and explore some of the culinary delights in the Lehigh Valley. Thanks for listening. Have a good night.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Lion has a lot of heart. The drama, based on a true story, is about Saru Brierley, who at age 5, played by the extraordinary Sonny Pawar in his theatrical movie debut, becomes separated from his mother in India. The boy is adopted by a Tasmania, Australia family. Later, as a young adult, Saru, played by Dev Patel, tries to locate his birth mother. Lion is worth seeing, first of all, for its depiction of India, which is not that of The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, which starred Dev Patel, but rather the poverty of homeless street children, a tragedy from which Saru is saved through his adoption. One of the most impressive aspects of Lion is the cinematography. Lion is directed by Garth Davis, an Emmy nominee for TV's Top of the Lake, in his big screen debut. Nicole Kidman and David Wenham played Sue and John Brierley, the parents who adopted Saru. Dev Patel as Saru and Rooney Mara as Lucy, his girlfriend, create a rapport that is delightful and real. Dev Patel is fine as the adult Saru, however, his performance cannot compare with the naturalism of Pawar as the young Saru. Rooney Mara is excellent as the girlfriend. Nicole Kidman hits all the right notes in what is a supporting role, which could have been expanded in the screenplay by Luke Davies, who wrote the screenplays for Life, Reclaim, and Candy. The screenplay is adapted from Saru Brierley's book called A Long Way From Home. Lion is worth seeing for its emotional payoff in retelling a story that is yet another triumph of the human spirit. One can never have too many of those. Lion is MPAA rated PG-13 for thematic material and some sensuality. Opening February 10 are The Lego Batman Movie. Chris McKay directs the voice talents of Jenny Slate, Ralph Fiennes, Zach Galifianakis, and Rosario Dawson in the animation comedy film based on the Bruce Wayne Batman character and the other characters of Gotham City. 50 Shades Darker. James Foley directs Dakota Johnson, Jamie Dornan, Bella Heathcote, and Tyler Hoechlin in the romantic drama, a sequel to the steamy movie based on the even steamier novel. John Wick, Chapter 2. Chad Stahelski directs Ruby Rose, Keanu Reeves, Ian McShane, and Bridget Monaghan about the further adventures of John Wick. A United Kingdom. Ama Asante directs David Oyelowo, Rosamund Pike, Jack Davenport, and Tom Felton in the biography drama about Prince Seresti Khama of Botswana, who married a white woman from London in the late 1940s. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.
You are listening to WDIY, the Lehigh Valley's community NPR station and your source for NPR news, public affairs, and a great mix of hand-picked music. Temperature now is 31 degrees. It's headed down to 21 overnight under increasing clouds. Periods of snow on Tuesday, particularly in the morning and early afternoon with a high near 37. Time is 6:30, and it's time to take charge of your life.